This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana legislators last week rejected three separate calls for special legislative sessions proposed by right-wing Republican legislators for various policy ideas. The proposals came in rapid-fire sequence in early May from Republican Montana lawmakers, including one from Republican Speaker of the House Matt Regeer, and proposed radically changing state law on voter registration, immigration laws, marijuana tax revenues, and judicial elections. A majority vote of the 150-member Montana legislature is required in order to call a special session. All three calls for a special session failed. The closest any of the three polls came to the 76-vote threshold was 59 votes. Republicans initiated all three polls but failed to convince even their own caucus. None reached the tally needed to reconvene the legislature. Democrats uniformly voted against the special sessions or did not return their ballots, which are then counted as no votes. Republican Representatives Jane Gillette of Bozeman and Caleb Hinkle of Belgrade proposed a special session to establish partisan judicial elections, a proposal that appeared in four bills during the 2023 legislature and, like the bills, failed to pass. Matt Regeer, Republican representative of Kalispell, made a second pitch for a special session following the arrival of a migrant family in the Flathead Valley where he lives, urging a special session to give state law enforcement authority to make immigration arrests. The poll for Regeer's special session went down 59-54, well short of the 76-vote threshold. Hard right-wing Republican legislators calling themselves the Montana Freedom Caucus submitted the third call for a special session to enact stricter voter identification requirements. That poll also failed. Special session calls from lawmakers have historically been hard to enact. Only once has the legislature voted to bring itself back to Helena for a special session. The vast majority of special sessions have been called by order of the governor. Prior to the latest round of special session suggestions, legislators made three calls to reconvene last year as the state property tax appraisals sparked outrage across the state. None of those proposals passed either. New entry permit requirements for six national parks are in effect this year. The National Park Service says destinations like Arches and Rocky Mountain National Parks have seen record visitation numbers in recent years, resulting in unprecedented overcrowding. To ease the number of people in the popular parks, several of the nation's most visited parks have implemented permit systems which require visitors to make advance reservations to enter. Six national parks will require entry permits in 2024, and the permit reservation fees do not cover national park entrance fees typically charged when people enter the park. In northwest Montana, Glacier National Park will require visitors to have a vehicle reservation to access the Going to the Sun Road, the North Fork area, and Mini Glacier Valley. Entry to those areas will be restricted between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. from May 24th through September 8th. People can register for one of the reservations 120 days or 4 months before a trip. The Glacier National Park reservation will grant access to some of the most spectacular natural landscapes in the western U.S. The Going to the Sun Road, which is still being plowed of snow, winds past snowy Rocky Mountain peaks, while Mini Glacier Valley features dramatic alpine scenery that draws hikers from all over the world. There's more information on the National Park Permit System online at recreation.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.